Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health San Antonio will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 210-615-7777. That's 210-615-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
The El Conservador Radio Show is sponsored by the Federation for American Immigration Reform and George Rodriguez on 930 AM, The Answer. Time for the El Conservador Radio Show with George Rodriguez. George is a constitutional conservative who loves to expose fake news and liberals. And now, El Conservador, George Rodriguez.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas. Welcome to our show, my friends, on this beautiful Saturday, college kickoff day, August the 31st, the last day of August, my friends. Welcome and a happy Labor Day to all my friends out there. I hope you're going to enjoy a safe but fun Labor Day. I also want to give a shout out to all my friends who are finishing up their summer and heading back to school. Yes, I've got lots of little friends that are heading back to school, both in public schools, the little first, second, third graders, as well high schoolers and the college folks. I'm also pretty excited about college football is starting this weekend. So pro football is next week, but college football, and my favorite is college football, starting this weekend. So welcome to the show, my friends. We've got a packed show for you, my friends. Let me tell you, first of all, who our guests are. And then we'll launch into a little bit of commentary about what's been happening this past week. First of all, we've got Mr. Matt Crapo from the Immigration Reform Law Institute in Washington, D.C. Matt is going to be chatting with us about this latest loophole, illegal loophole that the Biden administration has created. It's geared to allow illegal aliens that have married citizens to stay indefinitely in the United States. Now, my friends, first of all, let's understand that in the past, illegal aliens that got married to citizens, they had to have a waiting period because the system, because the law wanted to be sure that it was a marriage of love and sincerity. It wasn't a marriage of convenience, so that you could stay in the country. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen with, thanks to the Biden administration. We're going to have a ton of marriages of convenience. So it doesn't matter to them. You're going to hear what Matt has to say about that. Our next guest is Jay Furman, Commander Jay Furman, who is the candidate for Texas Congressional District 28. Very exciting. The man is running a great campaign. I think he's got a great chance. District 28 runs from the Laredo area, from the border all the way up to San Antonio. And it is currently held by Henry Cuellar, Democrat Henry Cuellar. And Henry Cuellar has gotten himself in some big trouble by a scandal that has to do with pay for play. Apparently there were some, and it was admitted by some foreign agents that gave him money, and he used that money to, that money was to buy access, to buy favors in the within the United States political system. So, Commander Furman is going to be chatting with us about what he sees as important for the border district, that he's inheriting. And you're going to want to hear this guy's got a lot going for him. Then we've got a current Congressman Tony Gonzalez from the Texas 23rd District. And Tony is going to be giving us his lay of the land. He has been going back and forth across his district, which stretches from San Antonio to El Paso. It has the largest border area of any congressional district, and it's got a lot of wide open spaces. He's going to be chatting with us and telling us what he is seeing, what he is hearing, and his reaction and response to Kamala Harris and her saying that she's going to get tough on the border issue. Our final guest, my friends, and you're going to really want to hear this, is U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz is an old friend. When I was a Tea Party president, I endorsed him. He was the first endorsement, really, that I ever was involved in as a Tea Party president. And we have crossed paths many times. I really think the world of the man. He is a great patriot. You're going to want to hear what he's got to say about what's going on in our borders and the headaches that we've got, my friends, with this situation. So let me tell you real quick before we go to our first guest that the borders are the second phase of the border crisis, my friends, is getting very worrisome. The Venezuelan gangs, the illegal alien criminals are becoming very, very active across the United States. And all of this is a direct result of the Biden administration not vetting illegal aliens that have come across the border, and they've just opened the border and people came in. So you're going to hear all about that, my friends. Without further ado, let's go to our first guest, Mr. Matt Crapo. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got one of our friends from the Immigration Reform Law Institute, who we depend on a regular basis to give us legal updates. We've got a new attorney that a new guest, should I say, Mr. Matt Crapo. And I reached out to him because we've been talking about the new parole program that Biden just put in place about a week ago, which allows the indefinite stay of illegal aliens who are married. And of course, we've seen that in the past, how marriage is abused. So I wanted to get Matt on to tell us all about it. Matt, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So tell us about this parole program that the Biden administration cooked up and pushed forward. What's wrong with it? Besides the obvious, tell us about it.
Well, what's wrong with it is that it basically ignores most of the laws that Congress has passed. So Congress set up a system where people who are inspected and admitted into the country, so people who come here legally, can adjust their status to a lawful permanent resident here in the United States. But it disallowed anyone who came into the country surreptitiously or snuck in from benefiting from that form of relief. So anyone who did not come through a port of entry or was not inspected, admitted, or paroled would have to return to their home country and go through the visa issuance process at a consulate abroad. And that's the way it's always been. Everyone knows that if you were not admitted or inspected at the border when you first entered the country, you had to go home in order to get an immigrant visa. So what the Biden administration did is they announced in June that they cooked up this idea, well, why don't we just parole them now, and then they'll be paroled into the country, and then they don't have to go home and wait for their to come legally. and they estimated that that would be applicable to over 500,000 illegal aliens that are currently in the United States. And so it just undermines it towards, you know, Congress made it difficult because they wanted to disincentivize illegal immigration, but they're just wiping away the disincentives that Congress established. That is before you even get to the part where it violates the parole statute itself. The parole statute gives DHS a limited authority to parole, or basically allow someone who doesn't have, who is inadmissible. They don't have the, you know, an immigrant visa or a non-immigrant visa. You know, they don't have any documentation that permits them to enter the country. Allows them to parole them in temporarily for an urgent humanitarian reason or a significant public benefit. So, you know, if somebody needed to get medical treatment or came to donate an organ or needed to come testify in a case and didn't, you know, just somebody that would come here for a temporary period of time. It was kind of I like to think of it as kind of the grease that between the wheels, you know, that allows the system to function, you know, if there's some reason for that. Well, the Biden-Harris administration has really turned parole inside out and turned it into a basic amnesty for large numbers of aliens in various programs. So first of all, they're paroling people who, and the only people eligible for this new parole in place program are people who have lived in the country for at least 10 years. So I don't know how the statute says that we allow people to be paroled into the country. Well, they're already here, and they've been here for more than a decade at least. So that just doesn't make any sense with the statute. It's not temporary. It's to allow them to stay here permanently. So they don't have to go back to their home country to be processed for an immigrant visa. So they can't identify any significant public benefit or humanitarian concern. I would acknowledge that it would be a significant personal benefit for the aliens and their families that they would not have to go through the process of attaining their immigrant visa abroad, but that isn't necessarily a public benefit. One other downside to it is that anyone that's paroled under this program becomes eligible for certain public assistance things. So Texas and a large group of states filed suit in the Eastern District of Texas challenging this program, and the judge in that case has issued a temporary stay of the program while he decides whether or not to enjoin the program. But one of the claims that they make in the case is that the parolees are eligible for public benefits, and it's going to incur costs on the states, public welfare or public assistance programs. They become eligible under the law. Congress actually has a statute that says that illegal aliens are not eligible for public benefits. And again, that's another one of those disincentives that Congress put in place to discourage illegal immigration. But they did carve out, and they said aliens who are paroled may be eligible for public benefits in general. And finally, one other problem with it is that anyone who's paroled can automatically, or they have to apply, but they're basically eligible for a work permit. And so while DHS said that that's one of the benefits of their program is it allows them to work legally in the United States, actually that goes against Congress's incentive program where they make it illegal to employ illegal illegal aliens. And so that, you know, that's going to have legal residents, citizens, everyone else is going to have to compete in the labor market with these new parolees if the program goes forward. So those are just some of the problems and some of the legal issues that have been raised in the case challenging this case.
This, you know, this is really, really amazing because it seems like the whole scheme, and I'll use that word, the whole scheme from the very beginning that the Biden administration took over has been to incentivize, not disincentivize, but to encourage illegal immigration, even going to the point of rewarding that. I mean, constantly there is this excuse that somehow the United States has caused problems in the third world, like climate change, even that we're responsible for the weather, and so therefore we have some kind of responsibility to let them in, and you know, not even vet them. What is going on in the brains of these people?
Well, that's interesting because it does seem like they act as if our country has a moral obligation to open the border and let anyone in who wants to be here. And that just is exactly contrary and opposite of what our immigration laws say. Congress has made it very clear in the immigration laws that illegal immigration, it should be stopped. You know, they don't want anyone to enter the country illegally. And now that you bring that up, you know, it is like this Biden-Harris administration has turned the INA inside out and taken what's required and made it optional and made what's optional and made it opened up loopholes, made the loopholes the law instead of the main thrust of the law. And in that vein, you know, there's a case that we are handling ourselves in the Southern District of Texas. It's called Vickers versus Biden. And in that case, we are challenging several of their this administration's policies on along those same grounds. It's like a take care violation in that they have consciously enacted policies that work in opposition to the law. They basically defanged, taken what Congress has required and made it optional, and taken what Congress made optional and made it required. You know, it just basically turned it inside out and upside down, and they're trying to incentivize. You know, they're trying to make it easier for people to come here illegally. And so we just filed that case just a month ago or so, and we are looking forward to seeing
we'd be very interested in following up on that one. Yeah, we would be very, very interested in following up on that one. In some future time.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk about it. Those are some of the things that are going on. You know, this parole program, one of the claims that the states make, and I don't have any independent, you know, I don't know how true this is, but they said DHS estimates about over 500,000 aliens would be eligible. And they said, according to some studies, that's less than half. It's more than 1 million aliens that would be entitled to be paroled under the program.
Wow, incredible. But, my friend, we're going to let you go, but thank you very, very much. We've been speaking with our new friend, Mr. Matt Crapo from the Immigration Reform Law Institute in Washington, D.C. Matt, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Let's get you back on the show sometime again soon so you can tell us about Vickers v. Biden.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure and happy to come back again.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Commander Jay Furman, who is a candidate for Congressional District 28 in Texas here. Congressional District 28 is just south of San Antonio. Well, it incorporates part of San Antonio, part of Bexar County, northeast part of Bexar County, and it stretches all the way down to the border to Laredo, Texas. And what I wanted to do was ask him that we're hearing a lot from the vice president, the current sitting vice president, Kamala Harris, about she's going to get tough on the border. Now, my understanding is that she's been there for 4 years. Now what? So, Commander, thank you for taking time. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Good morning, George. It is a real pleasure to be here, as always. Tremendous work. You have some of the best listeners anywhere.
So tell us, what are your thoughts when you hear that the Biden-Kamala Harris administration is going to get tough on the border?
George, Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, is AWOL on the border. She is not only derelict of her duty on the border, she's somebody that both the Democrats and the Republicans have made fun of for over 3 years. She did not receive a nomination when she ran for president, and she had to drop out. Kamala Harris is completely a created political creature, a pantsuit, as they say, and is not somebody that can fix the problem that she created. She has zero political will to do that, except for when Trump is trending so well in the polls and everybody wants real solutions and to go back to the way he ran the border, which was four times less of the crossing than we have now, and we didn't have the crossings of the terrorists that we have now. Everybody that I talk to that is holding or that is on the line of the border, they're not holding it, they're just receiving people in here, illegals into our country. They're basically standing at the turnstile, the entrance gate to Disneyland for the world coming into America, and they're counting as they go by. But they tell me, George, that they don't know who the people are that are coming in. They don't have even the biometrics. In other words, they don't take identification on these people that are coming in to record them. And even if they did, there's no database big enough for the world's criminals and terrorists. But that's okay because they're in here shopping at Walmart next to us right now, waiting for their moment. And Kamala Harris owns that. And she, and as author of Our Possible Destruction, she is trying to lie to us that she can fix it. It's an insult to every American to think for the administration and her campaign and all of her backers to think that Americans would fall for somebody that has been a laughing stock and suddenly now would be somebody we would think is the solution. It shows us, all of us, how little this administration and the Democrats think of, or the national Democrats think of, the American public. I've got news for them, George. They're not going to pull it over on us. We're paying attention now, and this just shows us once again who they are and how much they've under-evaluated the American people. Kamala Harris represents all of that clown show.
Let me ask you this, because here in San Antonio about a couple of weeks ago, there was a shootout with a Venezuelan who had a rifle hidden under his bed with police officers. This morning there was a video on Fox News of gang members shaking people down in Aurora, Colorado, at an apartment complex. We have seen repeated video of Venezuelans attacking police officers in New York City. I mean, this is getting out of hand, my friend. What are your thoughts?
This is exactly what I've been warning people about from day one in this campaign, and the reason I'm running, George. I have served all over the world in these situations, and when I came back home to Texas after retirement and I saw our border, I knew what was coming. Those are just the first warning shots. We're dealing with an element that is going to create Aurora, Colorado's all over our country. We're going to be, our police force is not ready to go up against Venezuela's worst gangs and the numbers that they have here. 20 million people have come through the border. Up to 2 million are criminal and terrorist, bad actor, or affiliated. They will act as the fuse to this bomb. And we don't even have that many people in our military, by the way. People should understand that we are outnumbered right now. So we have to immediately get rid of the problem. The problem is the problem is the people that take the American people for granted. The problem is they want to keep us distracted by all of these domestic, by all these criminal things and all of these attacks on our dollar and making things cost more than the average family can afford right now to then change our country from the top. This, we should look at this as something that, that Aurora, Colorado represents what we're all going to be facing here very soon, and in San Antonio as well. That's just the beginning, and we have to stop that this November.
And that it is very, very disturbing and very frightening. We're going to let you go, Commander. Can you tell the people where they can follow you and where they can support you, how they can support you?
100%, George, and I am from We the People, so I need everyone's support. Tell you what, small donations scare the people that are trying to make fools of all of us. And so I need everybody's donation, however they can help. Two ways, George. You can go to CommanderFurman.com, my website. That'll have everything for you. There, you can download my app, or you can type in to the App Store, either it's Play on your Android or on Apple. You can type in Commander, spell it out, Furman, FURMAN.com. Please check us out. Download the app and get involved in this. We have to have everybody's help in this moment. We have to all come together and push against this as We the People to take back our country and secure the future for our children.
You got it. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with our good friend, Commander Jay Furman, who is a candidate for District 28 Congressional District here in Texas. Commander, thank you very, very much. We'll get you back on again sometime soon, buddy.
I love it, George. Take care.
You got it. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.
The Federation for American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, fights to restore common sense border controls and immigration policies that work for America and its future. America's immigration system and border controls have been decimated by Washington politicians and special interests, undermining the interests and security of the American people. FAIR mobilizes grassroots activists to make sure the voices of the American people are heard in Washington. Find out more about FAIR and what we do by going to fairus.org.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we're deep in the heart of South Texas with our good friend, U.S. Congressman Tony Gonzalez from the 23rd District of Texas. Welcome to the show, Congressman, as usual. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Hey, George. No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I look forward to our discussion.
Tell us, first of all, where you are right now and what you're doing.
So I'm in Tornillo, Texas, which is about 30 miles outside of El Paso in the lower valley. I just got done hosting a couple of congressional candidates. I've hosted over 200 members and candidates at the border. Today I hosted Gabe Evans, who's from Colorado, and Caroline Dobson from Alabama. Both these seats, you're going to want to watch these. Colorado 8 and Alabama 2 on November 5th, we're going to want to see how they do. And if we're winning these seats, we're keeping the House. And from here, I go to Presidio, which is another border community, and then I will slowly make my way back to San Antonio.
Now, most recently, we've heard from the Democratic presidential candidate, Vice President Kamala Harris. She is saying that she plans to get tough on the border. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but that's what she said. And what are your thoughts about that?
You know, for the last several years, they've been anything but tough on the border. You know, today she's talking tough. I look forward to what she's going to say tomorrow, because I tell you what, she can do the Texas two-step better than any Texan I know. You know, one day it's this, next day it's that. The facts are this, and once, like, I'm literally on the border today. Our lives have gotten worse with the Biden administration policies And Kamala Harris is at fault for that. You know, she was in El Paso 3 years ago, George, on June 21st, 2021. She landed at the tarmac in El Paso with Mayorkas, with Veronica Escobar, and said, welcome to the new Ellis Island. Like, they want this. I can tell you what, 4 years later, we do not want this. People are very upset. You know, just the chaos that it's provided. I did a ride-along today with local law enforcement from Socorro Police Department, Clint Police Department, and San Eli Marshals. And the amount of high-speed chases that are coming through town, it's just insane. The bad actors, the FBI today, did a huge roundup in El Paso on all these gangs, these Venezuelan gangs, and they rounded up a bunch of folks. So bottom line, Kamala Harris has made it less safe for Americans to live and thrive.
I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but Fox ran a video, a news piece this morning of some Venezuelan gangs in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado, very well armed at an apartment complex. Now, you've got that situation. You've got the recent shootout here in San Antonio with a Venezuelan, with the police, San Antonio police, and this Venezuelan who was armed with a rifle. I mean, it's not just at the border now. It's in people's backyards.
You're absolutely right, George. I mean, this is a real threat that is only growing, and more Americans are unsafe. Gabe Evans, who is the congressional candidate in Colorado 8, you know, he has told me that Colorado, you know, has changed. And a lot of places, they may cross in El Paso, but they're not always staying here. They're going to other parts of the country. And this threat is very real. They have no regard for life. They're causing, you know, they're increasing crime in these communities. You don't want any of these criminals in our communities. In San Antonio, I met with the police officer, Vivian Rodriguez, beautiful 25-year-old woman that had been serving in our community for 3 years, gets shot and, you know, several times. Thankfully, she survived, but her poor family, you know, turned upside down. These are the kind of threats. They're real. They're here. We have to stop. We can't just throw rocks at the problem. We have to solve them. What I've been pushing for is let's label these criminal organizations as terrorist organizations, one. But two, let's empower these task forces. Let's round these people up and, you know, let's deport them. Let's start there. The ICE director told me there's over 10,000 of these criminal aliens with severe criminal background that need to be rounded up. So let's start there.
The situation again with the economy also, it seems like the Democrats want to spend more money, while at the same time constrict what we're doing. Kamala Harris has said that she plans to allow for more drilling. I'm not sure. I mean, one moment she said she wasn't. She was completely against fossil fuels, and now she says that she wants to open up drilling. I mean, I know that your district has a lot of fracking going on, and or had been going on. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't trust a word that she says, and I think a lot of Americans don't trust a word that Kamala Harris says. And it certainly feels as it's that time of the year where politicians will tell you anything that you want to hear in order to steal your vote. And then all of a sudden, when they get elected, I mean, have you heard this story before, George? And then when they get elected, they're like, no, I'm just kidding. I actually want to ban oil. I want to ban fracking. I want to force you to have an electric vehicle. And I want to, you know, force you to pay $20 an hour minimum wage, which we're seeing the failed policies in California have only made things worse. You've got companies that are leaving. We don't need that in Texas. We don't need that in the country. I mean, I just don't trust a word that she's saying. I mean, look at her actions. Look at what they've done to ruin this country. And this, it's why it's so important. Not only do we need President Trump to win, but we have to win the House. And that's why I hosted these candidates today along the border. We didn't just pop in the tarmac and hold a press conference. We did a ride along with Border Patrol agents. We did a ride along with local PD. We met with small business owners. We met with farmers. I mean, the real people on the ground. And some of these people, George, are staunch Democrats that are saying, I've had enough. I've had enough with this.
That's great. Congressman, we're going to let you go, but tell the folks where how they can follow you.
Awesome, George. You can go to my Twitter page at Tony for Texas. You can go to our official page at Gonzales.House.gov and Tony Gonzales for Texas. Thanks, George.
You got it. Thank you very much, folks. We've been speaking with our good friend, Congressman Tony Gonzales from the 23rd District of Texas. Thank you very much, Congressman. Be safe.
Thanks, George. Take care.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we have the great privilege and honor to have our U.S. State Senator, or our U.S. Senator, should I say, Ted Cruz. We are very, very happy to get him on the show. I've known the Senator since 2012 when he ran, and I was the Tea Party president in San Antonio. And I'm really excited to have him on. Welcome to the show, Senator. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
George, my friend, it's good to be with you. You and I go back a long, long time, and I appreciate what you're doing every day, standing up and speaking the truth all across the state of Texas. It has never been more important than it is right now.
You got it. First of all, I know that you're doing a tour across the state right now. Tell us about that, first of all.
So I am. We're in the midst of the Keep Texas, Texas tour, and we're doing big grassroots rallies. We started yesterday in Georgetown in Williamson County, just outside of Austin, had a packed house at 9 a.m. yesterday. We went from there to Waco, Texas, had another packed house, enormous enthusiasm. And then we ended the day yesterday up in Denton County with a fantastic event last night. We started this morning in Tyler, Texas, 9 a.m., had 500 people packed into a venue in Tyler. It was spectacular. I'm right now driving down to Beaumont, Texas. We've got an event in Beaumont this afternoon, and then we've got an event in Cypress, Texas, just outside of Houston, right after that, early this evening.
Wow. It's really, really good that you're getting that much excitement and people are responding to you. I wanted to ask you, because we just finished watching the Democrat convention. And yep. One of the very, very interesting things, of course, our show is 100% about the border crisis and the immigration issue. We've had folks from New York City and Detroit, Michigan on our show regarding the border crisis in their own backyard. All of a sudden, the Democrats seem to be sounding very, very tough about the border. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it is entirely dishonest and deceptive. The Democrats and the corporate media are trying to gaslight the American people. Look, Kamala Harris has spent the last 4 years as the border czar. She's been in charge of the border, and this crisis happened on her watch, and it also didn't happen because she was negligent, because she wasn't very good, because she wasn't paying attention. It happened because she wanted it to happen. When Joe Biden and Kamala Harris came into office 4 years ago, they inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. I had worked hand in hand with President Trump. We'd achieved incredible results securing the border. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris deliberately broke the border. They opened the border, and we went from the lowest rate in 45 years to what we have today, the highest rate in recorded history. 11.5 million illegal aliens have entered with Kamala Harris as the border czar. That's what she wanted. And now she's claiming at the convention she's suddenly going to get tough on the border. It is a lie. The media is trying to erase her time as border czar. That is a lie. My opponent running against me here in Texas, very, very liberal Democrat Colin Allred, who has voted over and over and over again for open borders, he's running TV ads now saying he's going to secure the border, never mind the fact that 100% of the time he has had a vote on anything to actually secure the border. 100% of the time, Colin Allred has voted no. He votes with Kamala Harris. He votes with Nancy Pelosi. They want open borders because they look at 11.5 million illegal immigrants and they see future Democrat voters. And if people have to die, if children have to be assaulted, that's a price they're willing to pay.
You know, that's a very, very important point. I published an article about a month ago where seven women were killed. Seven American women were killed within the space of 5 days by illegal aliens. And that just, I mean, you hear about their screaming and yelling about the sexist, but, you know, they don't seem to say very much about that.
Now, sadly, that they're not remotely concerned about the people dying. George, you may remember the speech that I gave in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention. It focused entirely on this topic. It focused entirely on the victims of Kamala Harris and Colin Allred's open borders. And the theme of my speech was every damn day. Every damn day, another American is murdered, another child is assaulted, another woman is sexually assaulted by illegal immigrants released by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Colin Allred. This and the Democrats do not care. As the bodies pile up, as the victims pile up, and the names, the entire Democrat convention, not a single person said the name of Laken Riley, beautiful 22-year-old woman, nursing student in Georgia, murdered by an illegal immigrant released by the Democrats. At the entire Democrat convention, not a single person said the name Rachel Morin, a beautiful mother of five in suburban Maryland, raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant the Democrats released. The entire Democrat convention, not a single person said the name of Jeremy Caceres, a two-year-old little boy in Prince George's County, murdered by an illegal immigrant released by the Democrats. And in the entire Democrat convention, not a single Democrat said the name of Jocelyn Nungaray, a beautiful 12-year-old girl in Houston, Texas, kidnapped and raped and murdered by two illegal aliens from Venezuela. They were in federal custody, and Kamala Harris and Colin Allred and their policies released them, and just weeks later, they raped and murdered that beautiful little girl. Every one of those would still be alive if it were not for the Democrats' open border policies.
It is really, really, you know, the situation is so out of hand that even they're so disingenuous when they also talk about the economy and the impact of bread at the price of bread at our HEBs, for crying out loud.
Well, and look, inflation has been caused by the disastrous policies of the Democrats. Number one, when they came into office, they went on a wild spending spree. They spent trillions of dollars they don't have. They borrowed trillions of dollars we don't have. They printed trillions of dollars we don't have. And the effect of that is it caused inflation across this country. I and many others said, if you spend all this money we don't have, it's going to cause inflation. The Democrats laughed at us, said, no, it won't. They were wrong. Inflation is also severely exacerbated by the Democrats' war on energy, and in particular Texas oil and gas. From day one, they have put in regulation after regulation after regulation designed to make it harder to drill for oil and gas, harder to produce energy. That has had the result of driving gasoline prices and energy prices through the roof, and that impacts not just the cost when you fill your tank. That impacts the cost of everything you buy. When you go to the grocery store, fertilizer uses natural gas as a major ingredient. The cost of growing your foods has gone up much, much more because of the Democrats' war on energy. When the farmer uses the tractor to plow the field, to harvest the field, the cost of diesel going up has driven up the cost of food at your grocery store. When the food goes from the farm to the warehouse to the processing plant, ultimately to the grocery store, the higher cost of diesel means you are paying more for everything you buy. All of that is the cause of the Democrats' policies, and yet at their convention, they take no responsibility for it, and they do not intend to change any of it, which means inflation under their leadership will only continue to get worse.
Yep. In South Texas, with the huge distances that we have to go, as well as with the open border, it's been a double whammy for us. I certainly hope that that can be reversed come January.
Well, when we have a new president, when Donald Trump is reelected president, we will see these problems solved and solved quickly. We will secure the border. I will once again work hand in hand with Donald Trump. And I know we can do it because we did it before. We did it before and we'll do it again. On energy, on day one of the new administration, the federal government's war on energy will end, and that's going to drive down our energy costs. But to do that, we've got to win in November. And that means everyone listening needs to, number one, go out and vote and get your friends to vote. But number two, I need your support. Chuck Schumer has been explicit. I'm his number one target in the country. And the Democrats are spending over $100 million trying to beat me. Chuck Schumer and George Soros are pouring millions of dollars into Texas. So I want to ask your listeners, please go to tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org. Please go to the website, go to tedcruz.org and make a contribution. Give 25 bucks or 50 or 100, or maybe some of you can afford to do even more, to do 500 or 1,000, because it is patriots across Texas and across the country who are stepping up to defend Texas, to keep Texas, Texas, that is helping us fight back against the radical left-wing assault from the people that want to destroy what we have in Texas.
You got it. When you're over the target, the attack from the flak becomes bad, and you must be right over the target because they are really coming after you. Senator, thank you so much for joining us today. Folks, we've had the privilege of listening to our great Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, and I really, really thank you for taking time to be with us, sir. Got to get you back on again sometime.
Thank you, George. God bless.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Once again, my friends, thank you for joining us today. I want to thank our sponsor, FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. If you want to know anything about policy issues, about the politics in Washington, D.C., regarding illegal immigration, regarding the border crisis, regarding policies that make sense for an America First type immigration system, you should go to FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIRUS.org. Again, that is FAIRUS.org. Want to thank them. And also, I want to encourage you to donate to FAIR. A donation to FAIR, of course, is a donation to El Conservador, the program. So I want to thank Matt Crapo from the Immigration Reform Law Institute for joining us. I want to thank Commander Jay Furman, candidate for Texas Congressional District 28. I want to thank U.S. Congressman Tony Gonzalez from the 23rd District of Texas. And, of course, my very good friend, I want to thank U.S. Senator Ted Cruz for being on our show, my friends, and for sharing what they've got regarding this critical issue of the border crisis, my friends. The border crisis is now full-blown a crisis in your backyard. Let me tell you what is happening. I don't know how many of you have seen or heard, but there is film of a video of a group of armed Venezuelans in an apartment complex that they have taken over in Aurora, Colorado. Now, Denver, Colorado, and the surrounding communities, for the most part, are sanctuary communities. They invited all of these illegal aliens in. Our good governor, Greg Abbott, was more than happy to send them up there, to bust them up there. Well, now they've got a real critical problem in Colorado with illegal alien criminals. Illegal alien crime has skyrocketed. And, you know, sadly, the Democrats refuse to admit it. There's also the issue, my friends, of school opening up, that's opening up right now during this week and coming weeks. A strange situation that occurred in California, where illegal aliens boarded a school bus that was picking up kids, they thinking that just like they do in their culture, you board buses, any bus that comes along, you jump on it and you board it. That's what they did in this case. My friends, we have a cultural problem with these illegal aliens coming from the third world. I will say it. I'm sorry, but many of them act uncivilized, because in their countries they have no laws. It is eat or be eaten. And this situation of them jumping on a school bus that was designed to pick up little kids, it just shows the outrageous culture clashes that we've got going. Then, of course, my friends, there's the issue of the rising number of diseases that are occurring. There's one. There's a new disease, a sloth fever, that comes from mosquitoes biting people who have been bitten with the sloth fever in their home countries. So these people are now here amongst us. The domestic mosquitoes in the United States bite these people. They get infected, and then they pass it on to Americans. My friends, you can't make this up. Opening the border, allowing anything, anyone and everyone to come into the United States has endangered us in so many ways. It's not just the crime. It's not just the competition for jobs. It is not just the competition for resources, housing, health care. It is now health itself. My friends, this is the work of evil people that want to destroy our country, our society, our people. It is the work of evil people. Evil people want chaos. They don't want an immigration system that is not chaotic. And this is what we've got now. I'm not sure exactly what more we can say than we have got to do something to rid ourselves of these people, my friends, of these bad politicians at the state, federal, but also at the local level. We've got a sheriff here in Bexar County that instead of looking after the public safety of this county, he's up there making speeches at the Democratic convention. What he should do is go over to the migrant center here in San Antonio and find out how many criminals are out there. Vet those people. We cannot control. We cannot allow this to continue. So anyway, my friends, once again, thank you very much for joining us. I hope that you will join us again next week when we will have more guests. We will have more information for you. Until then, stay safe, stay strong.
The Federation for American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, fights to restore common sense border controls and immigration policies that work for America and its future. America's immigration system and border controls have been decimated by Washington politicians and special interests, undermining the interests and security of the American people. FAIR mobilizes grassroots activists to make sure the voices of the American people are heard in Washington. Find out more about FAIR and what we do by going to fairus.org.
Intercom's AI-first customer service platform answers 50% of questions in seconds. That means happier customers. And FinAI Copilot, our new personal AI assistant for every support agent, means more efficient teams. It's a win-win. The platform also provides insights for managers, and it's simple to set up and use. That makes Intercom a win-win. Intercom, AI-first customer service.